Greg, it's Tim Carter. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Hey, Greg, thanks for calling Ask the Builder. I also want to say, Keith, I'm going to get to you next, but we're going to do it off the air. So my program director, Steve Mann, he's going to get Keith's phone number, and I'm going to call you back, Keith. But anyway, so go ahead, Greg.
Yes, I'm finishing my basement, and I'm about to the carpet stage, and I ended up pulling a rubber tub out of one of the closets that I made, and there was a moisture ring around it. So now I'm thinking I need to seal my basement floor before I put carpeting down. And a local carpet store said that if I sealed it, they couldn't use tack strips. They'd have to glue. What are your thoughts on all that?
Well, were they going to, prior to you sealing the basement floor, they were going to use the nail type?
Yeah, the tack strips, yeah.
Yeah, the tack strips that they come with special concrete nails to go into the concrete.
Right.
Well, why wouldn't they continue to use that if you put some type of clear penetrating sealer into the concrete? That doesn't even make sense to me.
It didn't to me.
Yeah. Well, I think that they had a short circuit in their brain thinking this, that they were going to use, sometimes on concrete, some of these carpet companies actually use a glue down strip, which I find hard to believe because, you know, when they start to stretch that carpet, man, you'd be surprised how much tension is on that carpet and can rip one of the strips out. And if they were going to glue down the tack strips, that the sealer would interfere with that adhesion, that bond. So that could be a problem.
Okay.
But if they're going to use the tack down where they're actually going to hit that concrete nail onto the concrete, I'd say seal away. But just get that cleared up.
Okay. As far as the sealer, do you have any recommendations?
Well, understand that there aren't very many sealers out there that will resist any type of real, what we call hydrostatic pressure, where if you actually have a bunch of water that's under the slab that's really trying to push its way up through the concrete, it's not going to stop it.
Okay.
It will not. I mean, here's what I would do. Go to my website and read my past columns on those linear French drains and use a linear French drain around your house to basically vacuum the water out of your soil to minimize that hydrostatic pressure.
Okay.
You know, and get that water, actually capture the water with a linear French drain before it has a chance to get down to your basement.
Okay.
That's how you do it.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks for calling Ask the Builder.